Dublin City Centre with the latest on this. What can you tell us, Joan?
Well, Brian, I'm here on Merrion Square South, where about 50 tractors are currently parked up, and a number of the farmers are still remaining in the vehicles where they spent the night. Others are gathered in front of Leinster House. I spoke to some of them this morning and asked what the plan was for today. Many of them said they don't know themselves. There are meetings taking place. I asked them if they had intended continuing the protest from yesterday overnight. Some said that they had had no idea that they would be spending the night in the capital and continuing the protest from yesterday afternoon, but others seem to be well prepared. As I walked down Merrion Square South this morning, I could see that many of the tractors had duvets in them, that like, and other trailers seem to have come packed with deck chairs, chairs, and they seem to have been prepared for a longer stay. The farmers I spoke to this morning said that they really wanted to deliver the message that they needed better prices for their produce, for beef, for dairy, for grain, and as well as they wanted issues around traceability and carbon tax addressed. So it's unclear where exactly the protests will finish today, if it will finish. But for the meantime, road closures remain in place around Kildare Street, Molesworth Streets, St. Stephen's Green and Merrion Square.
All right, Joan, thank you for that update and more, of course, here on RT Radio 1 online and under other news services in the course of the day on that protest. After the break, we'll be finding out what students think about voting on a Saturday.